Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 16 through 21. The Reverend Robert Zagor is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 2 Peter chapter 1. The apostle writes, "For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For when he received honor and glory from God the Father, and the voice was borne to him by the majestic glory, 'This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased,' we ourselves heard this very voice born from heaven, for we were with him on the holy mountain. And we have the prophetic word more fully confirmed, to which you will do well to pay attention as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts, knowing this first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture comes from someone's own interpretation. For no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. As we draw near to Transfiguration Sunday, the last Sunday of Epiphany, and as we launch into Lent, it seems as though we don't need any more direness in our lives. And even as we look at Ash Wednesday and Lent and the Lenten rigors, this year's Lenten rigors seem to carry on a whole different aspect. We've been at this now for a year, launched into the middle of a pandemic unlike anything that anybody alive has ever had to deal with. It hasn't been easy on the world. It hasn't been easy on the church. It hasn't been easy on us individually. And you can see the cracks starting to form in our culture, in our society, in the way that we deal with one another, even in our ability to love one another. While there have been great evidences of mercy and hard work and love abounding throughout the world by God's grace, and the Lord has not stopped providing for his people, a lot of our false idols have come crashing to the ground. And in the midst of it, there has been a hue and cry from people who hate to see their idols die. Whether we're talking about the death of actual people, and there seem to have been a lot of those lately, or whether we're talking about the loss of jobs, the loss of prospects, the loss of this year, the loss of a lot of hopes and dreams, the loss of jobs, you want to cry out. You want to blame somebody. You want to say, what is going on here? And there are voices in the streets. We saw an unpeaceful transition of power, at least in a minor way. There have been a lot worse in a lot of other countries. But still, who thought that we'd see it in the U.S.? And there are voices everywhere, and you don't know who to believe. There are people crying out everywhere, and you don't know who to believe. They say this about this and that about that, and there are no conclusions, and credibility is hard to come by. In fact, it's even hard to know when people are preaching, especially when they start commenting on worldly events, if they're not also among those who are deceived. As a gift, the Lord brings this reading from Peter. Let me hit some high points again. For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. See, a lot of people are just guessing about what's going to work, guessing about what's going to help, guessing about what to do next. They might speak with an air of authority, but they can't foretell the future. There are certainly some causes and effects that seem to run commonly, but what in this past year has been normal? But there is something that's always going to be true. Something that bursts through the dark veil that covers our sinful world and brings light to us. The word of the prophets made more sure. The word of God, the gift of the Holy Spirit. This is important for us because it's that word alone which we can have confidence in, as everything else seems to be going away or being lost or being caught up in the hubbub and the murmuring and the shouting and the anger. There's something that bursts through it all, like rending a veil, and shines its light into our lives and gives us hope and peace and joy. It's not simply the message of salvation. It's the message that God the Father himself has delivered on behalf of the Son. This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. If you want to know who speaks for God, who speaks for eternity, who speaks for truth, you've got to listen to Jesus. God the Father is witness to this. God the Holy Spirit has borne it up and confirmed it through the generations, because we've been through a lot of these things before, at least as a church, even though we individually have not. The church which has held to God's word and received this gift has always known the way through and the way out. Not the way around. We don't escape suffering. We don't escape hardship. But we get through it bearing this gift, bearing this hope, like Israel carrying the ark through the desert. So the Ark of the Covenant is here with us. Christ is our mercy seat. Christ brings us hope and life and joy and peace and the message of salvation. Christ brings us the forgiveness of sins, and our sins in the midst of all of this have been many and effusive. And we deserve everything we have coming. We deserve all of this which is happening. But our Lord tells us he does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those that he's made. As far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on us. For he knows how we are formed. He knows we are but dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He grows up quickly, then the wind blows over it, and it is no more, and even its place remembers it not. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his mercy with their children's children. And all of this because Christ, his beloved Son, has come to us not only as some historical figure who died for sin, but he who through the power of the Holy Spirit came to us individually, bringing an eternal word which can never be gainsaid, can never be condemned, can never be wrong. And that word says, you are the children of God, born again of water and the Spirit, your sins completely forgiven, and even though you die, yet shall you live. And truly the day is coming and now is here when those who are in the grave will hear the voice of the Son of Man and will live. We have that prophetic word more sure. In the Holy Scripture, the Lord has given us a vast depository which speaks in various ways to us. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. There are stories. There are straight-out commands. There are proverbs. There are songs of praise. There are psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. There are great apocalyptic narratives. There are great, clear, and distinct passages which tell us how to deal with each and every problem that we're ultimately going to face. And students of that word are given something bigger than knowledge. They're given something bigger than peace or an escape from what they're currently looking at in the world. They're given a light that shines through it all, that's bigger than it all, truer than it all, greater than it all. And that word tells us things that we could never learn by looking at pandemics or governments or anything else in all creation. It gives us a revelation that comes from heaven itself. It gives us the Father's word and answer to all things. It tells us how things are going to turn out. It tells us what's going on with us. Because as we try to read our circumstances and God's will off of those circumstances, we can only believe that God has somehow or another turned away. But that word reminds us of the cross. And the Redeemer who yells out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Because he was the only one who was truly forsaken. But he was forsaken for us, for our salvation, that the punishment that we deserved might fall on him, and that the gifts that we need might be given as he rises from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity. None of this has surprised God. And he wrote it out for us from the beginning of the world. His word has always been found in the midst of trouble and trial and hardship. He's never left his world without a prophetic voice speaking in it. As we open our minds and our hearts to his sacred writings, we find that they have this one chief goal, although it gives many other gifts, that we might know our need of a Savior, and that knowing our need, we might see that our Savior has come in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, lived for us, forgave our sins, and rose again that we might eternally be the children of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the Reverend Hans and Gretchen Trinklein, who serve the Lord in South Korea. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.